All right, we have Thanksgiving upon us. Is it? Oh, it's in 2 days,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 2 days. You have time.
All right.
Plenty of time.
Because I want to get one of my five Christmas trees up before Thanksgiving. It's Tree Time Trend Tuesday, and we have Lori Kane on the line with us right now from Tree Time, and we're going to hear all about the latest Christmas decorating trends. How are you, Lori?
Hey, guys. I'm great. How about you?
We're good. We're ready to start decorating. I know I said that last week, but I mean it for reals this time.
It's time, guys. It's really here now.
Lori, I have to ask you a question. I'm coming by tomorrow to pick up my tree. Now, I got a tree from you guys a little over a year ago, and some of the lights burned out, and you guys provide a service. And I don't know if anyone else does this. I think you guys may be the only ones in the area that do this. If your tree, if the lights on your tree start burning out, you bring them back to Tree Time, and you guys replace them. Is that correct?
That is correct. And so we're here to help provide the customer service and everything. So the trees are warranted for, there's different warranties. Some are 2 years, some are 5 years. And
I bought the 30-minute warranty, and you tried to talk me out of it, but I said, no, that's all I need.
You know, Bill. But yes, so we are here, and we're actually here all year long. Everybody, well, the biggest question we get asked is, what do you do all summer? But there's actually lots to do. So especially what we really like to have people do is bring their trees in, like after you take them down, if there's issues, bring them to us over the summer, and then we can have them all fixed up and ready for you, and we're here to support you.
Outstanding.
Sometimes, like, yeah, and I was in the showroom today, too, and we were showing a customer how to replace their lights. So we're here to help you, too. So we can do it for you, or we can teach you, or it's something we like to provide our customers.
Excellent.
All right, and talking about the trend, I have a Victorian Queen Anne house that was built in the 1860s, and I hear vintage is a big trend.
Yes, people like you yourself, Wendy, people really are valuing vintage things. Like you love that you wouldn't think of ripping out the cool details of your house. You know, you really honor and respect those, and that's kind of how Christmas has become too for a certain segment of people. So people a lot of times too want the Christmas they remember. So one of the ways we see that is multicolor lights are becoming more and more popular because a lot of us grew up with trees with multicolor lights, and so we want those. Another traditional trend that I love is kind of those traditional glass ornaments that are the red and the green and the silver. They're called shiny and bright. Bradco makes them now. We see a lot of people liking the traditional stuff.
Those aren't only cool themselves, but the boxes for those shiny, bright ornaments and things are cool, aren't they? They made everything look retro and vintage.
Yep. They look. They have everything is looking retro and vintage, and we have little ornaments that look like little deer that you might have had when you were little, or the little wreath made of, you know, multiple little balls and stuff like that. Just kind of stuff that when you see it, it makes you smile. So we really like this trend, and we have a lot of stuff that goes with that.
And why do you think people are into this trend now, this vintage, this throwback trend?
I just think, just for me personally, because there was no better Christmas than when you were little, right?
Yep.
I just think
it
reminds you
bigger and brighter when we were little.
Yeah, when we were little, I mean, that was the best time to have Christmas. And I think if you can bring, like when I see these little deer for me personally, it just kind of brings me back to that time. And it just kind of reminds me of that simpler, happily just waiting to come down and see the presents under the Christmas tree.
Lori, what about the people? You mentioned colored lights. And my wife's family had these bulbs. They must have been like 3,000-watt bulbs on their tree, all different colors and stuff, but they each weighed 5 pounds. Can you still get lights like that?
Yes, you still can. We have some of those big lights, and they've improved them because in the old days, too, they used to get really hot.
Yep.
But we have, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So we have some of the bigger, they call them C7 lights, or we have the G40s, which are kind of those round lights, and you can add those to your tree, or we have trees with those incorporated. But that's another kind of retro look that people really, really like, and it's kind of a way to update your, you know, I say update, but a way to make your tree be new again. You know, if you want to just do something, you add, we have these trees of round ball lights that can just give it a new life, even if you don't have maybe the best tree anymore.
I remember as a little kid, our neighbors, the Zat locals, had this picture window, and they had this unbelievably beautiful aluminum tree with like just royal blue ball ornaments hanging from it. And it was spotlighted and it was so cool. And I kind of really liked it because I don't like the mishmash of various ornaments. I like everything to kind of look neat and tidy, although you got to let go of that at some point when you have years and years of accumulated ornaments. I guess now the mishmash is kind of good when you mix and match little ball ornaments and little reindeer. It really looks cluttered and crazy, and now all of a sudden that's what I love.
Yeah, it is kind of funny how that evolves, and I think people become attached to the ornaments that their children might have made, or I love my grandma's ornaments. I think sometimes those ornaments have a sentimental meaning. But we always say if you want the neat tree, get a second tree.
Yep.
So you can have your mom's tree.
Or a fifth, like Wendy has.
My neat tree is the anniversary tree. Seriously, it's just silver Wallace sleigh bell ornaments. They're just round silver balls. And I just keep that with white light. So there's my monochromatic one.
Oh, nice.
But then the other one.
Right.
I mean, my aunt and grandmother used to give us 2 to 3 ornaments every year for St. Nicholas Day. Well, St. Nicholas would bring them.
Yes.
So, you know, 40 years of accumulation. I have a lot of ornaments,
yeah.
And now the kids get them. And if I may just give a tip, even if you have kids that get the same ornament, put a little piece of tape in their first initial in the year, because someday when they get married and move out, or if they don't get married, they'll still move out, hopefully, you can determine which is their ornament because they want to take them.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's one of our favorite things we do here is we like to help people establish traditions like that, like I give my goddaughter an ornament on St. Nicholas Day, because those are the things that kind of connect your family. When they get older, they see that ornament and they remember you, and they maybe want to do that for their goddaughter. And that's the cool stories, I think, about Christmas traditions, just like you said.
Lori, what's the biggest
heritage.
When it comes to decorating, what's the biggest mistake that is easily fixed? Is there one mistake that people tend to make that you go, you don't have to do it this way, here's an easy fix?
I would say one of the biggest fixes, like is kind of what Wendy was alluding to earlier, is sometimes you have a tree that just has no rhyme or reason. And that's cool if that's what you like. But if you want it to just look a little more decorated, pick one color or one ornament or one thing and just put that one thing throughout the tree to tie it all together.
Mm.
And then you need just kind of one element to pull all the miscellaneous stuff together, and it really helps.
All right, and a texter has just texted in about the infamous color wheel. I mentioned Mrs. Zapp Local's silver tree.
Yeah.
Do they still make the color wheel? And basically it was just an album of different colors that would spin around and change the color of your tree, right?
Yeah, so we actually did buy some color wheels a couple years ago, but we were not happy with the quality of them, so we didn't buy them again. But check back with us next year. We have some kind of cool designs that we're working on something that will maybe emulate a color wheel tree. So it's in current design process, the Christmas tree. People are thinking all about it. So we're trying to do something that we think will work and be cool for
I hope so.
Lori Kane, owner of Tree Time Creations, along with her husband, Joe, and you can find them at 22102 North Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. You need to get in there soon, treetime.com, to get all the deets, because they will be selling out a lot of their great trees. They all look so different. It's a Tree Time Trend Tuesday. Lori, we appreciate you being with us. We're also giving you, the listener, a chance to win a $250 Tree Time shopping spree, so you can update your holiday decor with your favorite trend. All you do is enter online at WGNradio.com/contests. Hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, Lori.
Thanks, you guys too. Thank you so much.
Take care, Laura. All right, let's take a quick break, and then we'll find out what's going on in the world of technology. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.